The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Glad to have you in on this Thursday. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt joining us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are, too. Did you have a great vacation?
I had a wonderful time watching the sunsets in Hawaii. I mean, just a beautiful time. And, you know, we would sit there. We'd always try to make it a point to watch the sunset. And you saw that beauty, and you thought, how can anyone even question whether there's a God?
Joey, you look at, you're a big old softy. You have that whole romantic soul. Probably most of your listeners don't know that. Sitting and watching the sunset with your beautiful wife, that is a great image.
Yes. Well, we had a great time, and I was so thankful for Deb Sofield sitting in for me. And so, you know, but it's good to be back. And look, I got back just in time for President Joe Biden to sign a $300 billion check yesterday.
Well, you know, it's even smaller than that, because they really don't know the price tag. They said anywhere from $300 billion to $900 billion, right? So it's a moving scale, I just saw this morning. And, you know, I got to say, Joey, this bothers, I mean, pretty much everything the Democrat Party does bothers me. But, you know, my dad, and I talk about him all the time, he was a tool and die maker. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. We didn't take vacations because we didn't do that. You know, we went to local parks. We went to family's homes. We did things like that on vacation, but we never traveled. My dad worked two jobs to put us through school. Yeah. My mom scrimped and saved, and they paid for our college, me and my three older brothers. But it was because they deliberately saved their money. And my dad sat us all down, right? And he said, well, what do you want to do in college? Like, what do you want to be? And if we would have laid something on the table that he didn't feel we could make a living at doing, he would have just said no. Like, yeah. I ain't paying for that.
Yeah.
So the fact that now, I mean, I'm glad he didn't live to see the day where his hard work was basically laughed at. And he is now paying for the Egyptian studies degrees of kids all over the country that couldn't get a job because they couldn't afford the degrees they took student loans on. He's now paying for that. I mean, I'm glad he didn't have to live to see that day, because it would have crushed him.
Well, and my parents did the same. I mean, they both worked hard. Neither of them made a lot of money at today's standard, but somehow, and I honestly don't know how, other than sacrificing. You know, I never even had student loans or any type of grants or anything. I mean, they worked hard and paid for it, just as your parents did for you. And you're right. It's just really a slap in the face to all of those hardworking parents who sacrifice. A friend of mine was telling me the story of a mutual friend who he and his wife, over the years, they have like four kids. They've educated all four of them. Their youngest is just graduating, going into their senior year in college. And they have things around their house that need to be done. You know, they've deferred maintenance on their home in order to pay for their kids' education. And then Joe Biden comes along and says to all those who, you know, who have been irresponsible in some instances and borrowed a lot of money, well, hey, I'm gonna just wipe that out for you. And go on about your life. And none of it makes sense. And it's teaching these kids the wrong, it's giving them the wrong message that, you know, you can borrow money and not have to pay it back.
Well, Joey, this is my hope. You know, this, in my opinion, is the biggest vote buy that I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yep.
It's probably not, it can't hold water because it's not constitutional. So it's going to get reversed. So their mantra is going to be, oh, if you want free stuff, vote for a Democrat. But what I'm hoping is that every hardworking American, every truck driver, every plumber, every tool and die maker, everybody who said, I can't afford it, I'm not going to afford it, or I've worked hard to put my kids through college, are now motivated to get out and vote on November 8th. Because this shows just how little they care about hardworking Americans. They act like this is for hardworking Americans. Well, what about all the people who paid off their student loan debt? The administration came out and said, yeah, there's nothing for them. What about the business owner who had to take a loan out instead of going to college, maybe decided to open up a plumbing business or an HVAC business and had to take out a loan to buy equipment and trucks? Where's his loan forgiveness, right? Yeah. I mean, this is a spiral that ends in no place good.
Yeah.
And American people need to stand up and recognize it for what it is.
Well, and it's also, I mean, the old saying, follow the money. And it's a payback. It's a political payback from Joe Biden. The Democrat Party historically has catered to colleges, universities, the higher education industry. Joe Biden received $64.5 million from the higher education industry during his 2020 presidential campaign. Democrats as a whole typically receive in the 80 percentile mark of all political donations coming from higher education. So it's really a repayment of a campaign debt.
Well, and you know what? I really believe the Democratic Party is so out of touch. You know, you hear about these huge endowments at these Ivy League schools, these Ivy League professors just standing up, just so excited about this debt reduction. Well, hey, you have billions of dollars of endowment money. If you're so passionate about student loan debt, start spending that endowment money.
Yes.
Start spending it and wiping away the debt that you created for kids. Then we can talk, right? Put your money where your mouth is. Walk the walk you talk, and then I'll sit down and want to listen to you. But, I was talking to a friend last week who said it great. It's like the French aristocrats, right? When their people came to and said, the peasants have no bread, and they're like, oh, feed them cake. That's exactly what we're living with right now in the Democratic Party, right? There's not enough gas. Let's give them incentive to buy expensive electric cars.
Yeah.
Well, they can't afford that either. They're out of touch.
Speaking of electric cars, today the California Air Resources Board is probably going to finalize their plan to ban the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. I mean, imagine that. This is 2022. By 2035, California is saying no gasoline-powered vehicles. How is that even possible in this length of time?
And Joe, the sad part is when you talk to environmentalists, first of all, California should tell us nothing about anything environmentally related, because look at the wildfires. We look at our lumber community. They were the first conservationists. The reason they have the wildfires, when I sit and talk to them here and go to their conferences, the reason California has the wildfires they do is because they do no maintenance. They do no tree maintenance is why these wildfires get out of control, which is horrible for our environment, right? They do nothing that really helps the environment at all. And if we took away every bit of carbon emission that we have, if India and China doesn't come on board, we don't even move the needle. Yeah. All we do is we incentivize companies to go to countries that have zero regulations and create a bigger problem. They'd have no idea about how to play the big game or look at the big picture.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how they expect hardworking Californians to just dump their gasoline cars and go out and spend $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 on an electric vehicle. I don't get it. But of course, I guess I'll never understand why Democrats do some of the things that Democrats do. As a buddy of mine in talk radio in Dallas, Texas says, Democrats will Democrat. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, you're absolutely right. You can't understand it, and I can't understand it, because we're not that out of touch.
Yep.
And I guess I'm glad we can't understand that line of thinking, right? Because it shows that our parents raised us right.
Yep. always a pleasure. Good to be back. Good to be back with you. And we'll talk again next Thursday.
Thanks, Joey. I'm glad you're back home and safe, and glad you had a great time.
Thank you. Have a blessed day and be safe.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.